You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Last month, the Barn Theater in Augusta performed the musical Hello, Dolly. You can't hear them, but American Sign Language interpreters Misty Ryfield and Kathleen Robertson of Grand Rapids were there. Ryfield says these days more deaf people are asking for interpreters for musicals and concerts.
One possible reason that traditionally deaf people haven't been interested in music is because they haven't been able to see it. They haven't been able to have a good translation of not just the words, but the meaning behind the words and how that fits in with the music and how that fits in with the context of the music. That type of service is expanding. So more deaf people are getting a chance to actually experience the music instead of just assuming that it's a hearing thing and one more thing that separates the communities.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics says within the next few years, sign language interpreting is expected to grow significantly, largely because of video chat services like Skype. But Kathleen Robertson says not every interpreter can do plays and musicals. You have to be able to be as expressive as the actors themselves.
You have to give a physical characterization rather than a vocal one. And that helps the deaf people track which character is speaking on stage.
On the other hand, Robertson says you don't want to overshadow the actors. She says she'll often look at or throw focus to the action that's happening on stage.
Like if someone is obviously sobbing on stage, look at it. Don't look at me. They're crying.
Robertson and Ryfield will be interpreting the Kalamazoo Civic Theater's production of My Fair Lady on Friday, which begs the question, how do you translate a musical that's all about pronunciation?
Lots of chocolate for me to eat. Lots of cow like and lots of eat. Warm face, warm hands, warm feet. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely?
Ryfield is interpreting for the character Eliza Doolittle, a Cockney flower girl taking speech lessons to sound more like a lady. She says she'll probably start out using American Sign Language and then slowly switch to a more English style of signing.
Traditionally English, people are portrayed as more stiff and, you know, shoulders back and standing up straight, where she probably is going to have a little bit more of a slouchy type of posture for, especially in the beginning. As she makes her transformation, that physicality may change as well.
Even though ASL interpretation for live entertainment is growing, Robertson says many theaters don't know how to bring in deaf audiences.
They'll go if they know and trust the interpreter that's doing the work. So you kind of have to set up those lines of communication and that development of trust that they know, yes, that's a good interpreter, I'll go. And you have to have the interpreter first before they'll buy the tickets, usually.
Robertson says if a theater does get a request for an interpreter, often the theater doesn't know how to find one. The Michigan Division on Deaf and Hard of Hearing has a list of interpreters in the state. Misty Ryfield.
So if they get a request, they're required to provide, but there are some theaters that are willing to provide, and that's always exciting to work with them.
The Kalamazoo Civic Theater will interpret a performance of My Fair Lady in American Sign Language Friday night at 7:30. For more showtimes or for a list of interpreters in the area, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.